American college students can expect to spend years paying off student loans, but a bill introduced by Democratic lawmakers promises to relieve nearly 45 million graduates from a lifetime of debt.
It is simply not acceptable that our younger generation, through no fault of their own, will have a lower standard of living than their parents, more debt, lower wages, and less likelihood of owning their own homes.
Sanders, who is running for president, teamed up with Democratic representatives Ilhan Omar and Pramila Jayapal to unveil the bill at a news conference Monday. Omar said the student debt crisis affects lower-income families far more than the wealthy.
Canceling student debt is a problem of the poor and the middle class, not of the rich. So rather than making exceptions, let's end this crisis entirely once and for all.
Omar said taxing Wall Street transactions would raise the needed money.
So we can ask speculators on Wall Street to pay small financial transaction tax, which would fully fund student loan forgiveness over 10 years. The American people bailed out Wall Street. It's time for Wall Street to bail out the American people.
Student debt has grown by almost 2.5 times over the past decade, from $600 billion to $1.6 trillion, according to Representative Pramila Jayapal.
60% of white students across our country have student debt burdens, students of color even more. 87% of black students have to borrow to attend a four-year college. And African American women who graduate with a college degree are paying about 111% of their first-year salary in student loans.
The new bill builds on legislation introduced in the last Congress, but with Republicans in control of the Senate, the proposed measure has little chance of becoming law. With Sahar Majid, this is Kathleen Strzok, VOA News, Washington.